Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. Any parent who has a boy and a girl will tell you that they are very different to raise. Girls are usually softer and gentler, while boys have a tendency to play rough and tough. One day, about 10 years ago, Evie called me from the daycare to inform me that our little Alex was in detention for hitting another boy in the mouth. I raced across town and walked in to find Alex sitting in the little detention room with a stern look on his face. "What happened, Alex?" I asked. "Bobby pushed me real hard, so I hit him in the mouth." The attitude in Alex's voice was as though he was really saying, "Yeah, I hit him in the mouth, and if he messes with me again, I'll pop him in the mouth again." Something told me that the usual punishment of being paddled was not going to work for this one. So I began to try to connect with the Alex that I knew would never do such a thing. "Wow, Alex, think about it. At dinner tonight, Bobby's parents are probably going to be talking about the mean boy named Alex who punched their son." Alex fired back, "Well, he deserved it. He pushed me." So I thought, well, that one didn't work. So I tried again. "You know, you're going to get a reputation for being a bully now." And he came back with, "Well, everybody will know not to mess with me." That one didn't work either. So I began to ask the Lord to show me how to get through to him. Then this one came to my mind. "What's Mimi gonna think when she finds out that you hit a boy in the mouth?" Instantly, his eyes began to swell with tears. "Does Mimi have to know? I don't want Mimi to think that I'm a bully. I promise I'll never do it again, ever." Bingo! I finally hit the right button. Before it was over, Alex asked everyone for forgiveness. Me, his mom, Mimi, God, and Bobby. In Proverbs 5:1, King Solomon put it this way, "My son, pay attention to my wisdom. Listen to my understanding, that you may preserve discretion and your lips may keep knowledge." You may not have the wisdom of Solomon, but you do have access to great wisdom through your relationship with your Heavenly Father. Since that day, we've never had a problem with Alex fighting back. He discovered that wisdom is more powerful than a punch in the mouth. And we discovered the power of Mimi. That's Family Matters. I'm Paul Kendall.
For more Family Matters, log on to ZionTabernacle.com.